From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Greek Parliament has approved the government's new economic reform plans aimed at getting another badly needed bailout from the European Union. The lawmakers met in a late-night session Friday that stretched well past midnight after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The new Greek proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, demands that the EU finance ministers have been making of Greece, and which voters rejected in last Sunday's referendum. They also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund. Athens is asking the EU for $60 billion to be spread out over 3 years. Foreign ministers from the United States, Iran, and other world powers will continue their meeting Saturday in Vienna after an interim nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers went past a deadline on Friday. A senior State Department official said the extension is to provide negotiators in Vienna more time for talks on a comprehensive deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that progress has been made.
I think it's safe to say that we have made progress today. The atmosphere is very constructive. We still have a couple of very difficult issues, and we'll be sitting down to discuss those in the very near term.
Kerry met earlier Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and European Union foreign policy officials. A powerful explosion has damaged a building housing the Italian consulate in Cairo. Officials say one person was killed. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. President Obama on Friday accepted the resignation of Catherine Archuleta, who stepped down as head of the Office of Personnel Management after hackers stole the personnel records of more than 21 million U.S. government employees. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday that it is time for a change in leadership.
Director Archuleta did offer her resignation today. She did so of her own volition. She recognizes, as the White House does, that the urgent challenges currently facing the Office of Personnel Management require a manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences.
Ms. Archuleta's resignation came just one day after she revealed that the hacking first reported last month was actually much larger and had compromised much more information than first reported. Reports have pointed to involvement by China. Last week, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, called Beijing a leading suspect in what is believed to be the largest data breach in U.S. history. An honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol took down a Confederate battle flag that had flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state's capital for more than 50 years. A racially diverse crowd of hundreds cheered and chanted USA, USA Friday as they witnessed the flag's removal from the State House grounds. Several waved the American flag, the Stars and Stripes. Some in the crowd carried the controversial Confederate flag, which they regard as a sign of Southern pride. Others say that it is a symbol of hate. Larry Oberstar is a South Carolina resident.
You know, I can't believe that we're discriminating against these American veterans just because they're Southern. They were Southern men.
The move comes 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina. The man accused of carrying out those killings posed several times with the Confederate battle flag. Super Typhoon Chanhom is headed toward China's southeastern coast. The National Weather Service says the storm, currently with winds approaching 200 kilometers per hour, is expected to make landfall Saturday south of Shanghai. It could be one of the most powerful storms to hit the area. Authorities say that 865,000 people have been evacuated from coastal areas of Zhejiang Province. The storm has already hit southern Japan and the northern Philippines. Earlier this week, Typhoon Linfa made landfall on the coast of China's southern Guangdong Province. And Pope Francis has called for an end to corruption and more transparency in a government during a speech in Paraguay. Paraguay is the pontiff's last stop on his tour of South America. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.